Welcome back, guys. Thanks for joining me again on the next episode of Shop Before Podcast. It's Alex here to talk about the next topic of discussion. This topic I call Right Life. Right Life to many people is a completely different thing because we all are very different. What is right for one isn't right for another. So to me, what Right Life is the optimum dream reached. It's the dream in your head that you crave for, that you wish you could live sooner. And sometimes it takes a long, long perseverance, persistence to actually reach that dream. And usually you get knocked down a whole bunch of times because the bigger the dream, the harder it is to reach. You do have small goals that you put in place to hopefully get you closer and you feel like you're winning and when you do succeed in those little tasks. But at the reality is the bigger you dream, the longer it can take. And the harder it is. A lot of people will spend time trying to tell you what you should be doing. And what they do is they tell you that if you follow their advice, that you will be happy just like the way they are. But the thing is, we're all different. We all have different dreams. Some people chase fame. Some people chase fortune. Some people just want to live with a less responsibility in life. But it's all about us. It's all up to ourselves to discover what we need to do to reach those goals. So the quickest or the best thing you could do is to discover what you want. Be honest with yourself, whether it is fame or whether it is fortune or whether it is anything on your mind. You need to come to terms with it and then put in place step by steps on how to reach that goal. These are goals that you can sometimes trip on and sometimes you can fall down and want to give up on some of those dreams. But I say that the bigger the dream, the longer it takes to reach. And if you're enjoying the process, the journey, you'll find that even if you're not getting to where you want to as quick as you want to get there, at least you can say that you're putting all your heart and soul into trying to reach those goals. So at least in that case that you've been triumphant, because some people don't even get off the couch to chase their dream, complain about it all the time and never try to put anything in the scope of getting to where they want to be. Some don't do it because they're worried about failure, but it's failure to not even try. That's the worst type of failure. Because most people who are successful have failed a whole bunch of times, but they've got back right up and tried again. It's very rare that you could succeed without any failures in your life. The whole point of failures is that you learn from them and then you try a different avenue, the next pathway. But if you constantly fail, it just means you need to sometimes step back, look at what you did wrong, write some new steps and just make sure that you're not overreaching. Sometimes people strive for something that's impossible. It's best to have a high goal. You need to be a bit more realistic about what you're capable of, whether you don't have the right finances, and maybe aim a bit lower until you've reached that goal and then start climbing higher. Because every time you reach a small goal, you have the energy and the excitement to go to the next level. But if you try and aim for the highest pathway without going for little small tasks at the start, you'll probably find yourself giving up, because trying to get to the top of the game straight away, you'll find that it is almost impossible to do, especially if you have a big dream. So you will get advice from people saying this is what you should do, but my advice is, understand who you are, be as honest as you can to yourself, and follow those dreams. And don't let someone's doubt turn you off. It's all about you being honest to yourself and chasing your dreams, because a dream reached is well worth it. And if you put your spare time into chasing that dream and not give up on the reality that you need a job to maintain a certain lifestyle, and you can't give up on that job purely so you can reach the dream that you think you deserve. So I say that do that in your spare time where you can, where it doesn't affect the things that you need to do. Do those first, and then put the interest in following your dreams as a spare time thing. Slowly, get closer, and you'll learn from your experiences and hopefully reach that dream that you're chasing. But a dream, to not have any dream is something that is discouraging to yourself, because you can't encourage anyone if you yourself are discouraged. And you can't chase anything if you have nothing in sight and scope. So it's healthy to want more. It's healthy to look forward and reach as far as you can and reach your full potential. Do what you need to do to enhance your abilities and maybe keep on training, because anyone who has been successful works as hard as they can all the time and does what needs to be done. So you need to break the barriers of saying that this is out of my comfort zone, I don't want to do this, and understand that don't run hard hitting a wall then wondering why it hurt. Understand that when you go for a goal, where you're going to and what you're going to have to, what it's going to involve, because your decisions have consequences. And understanding that if you're chasing a certain dream, that it might put you in a path that you're not always happy in. But it's the strength that perseveres that teaches you to continue chasing that dream and hopefully reach that in the end. So in life, you need to figure out what you want. You need to put little steps to slowly get to that pathway. Don't aim too high until you've at least done the bottom tiers. And then the higher you climb, then raise the bar and just keep on raising it until there's no more to raise, and hopefully you can find the path that you need to actually get to what you want. So it's very healthy to have a big dream, and if you have that in your mind that this is where you ultimately want to be, this is your optimum lifestyle, at least you know that the goals that you're set there can be reached if you step by step and climb that with doing all those things that need to be done to reach that goal. So dream big, persevere, and don't let someone's doubt put you off. And even if you don't get to where you want to be, at least you've gotten most of that way, all because you've got up every time you've fallen. And it builds character to chase something that's important to you, that leaves an imprint on your brain and makes you feel that it's big, that bigger than the small dreams you've put in place, or you've allowed someone's doubt to stop you even from trying. At least you can, trying is half the effort, and getting confidence to actually talk about what you want, understanding that not everyone's going to see your point of view and they might try to put you off. So you need to only do that when you are confident enough that their doubt will not put you off. So know yourself, know your limits, and try to push them as much as you can. But at the same time, be realistic, because you cannot climb. The people that are at the top never got there with one big leap. They took small steps, and once they're at that top grain, then they can bend the rules and do certain things to that people who haven't achieved those same goals can do. So that's why there comes a bit of power and influence when you have reached the top. But people need to follow you, and they can only follow you if you've got a strong foundation. So build that strong foundation by discovering who you are and be the person that you want to be, and just don't give up on yourself. Is what I say. Anyway, thanks again for joining me on this episode. I'll hopefully have you guys join me on the next one, because there's always something to say, And feel free to comment and jump on my website, lostmymind.com.au. Thank you again for joining me, and see you for now.